This mindfulness meditation is directed at self-inquiry and is particularly useful for working with difficult emotions. As this practice encourages you to deeply self-inquire, you may find yourself becoming overwhelmed. If at any time during the practice you need to take a break or stop, please just take the authority to do so. In such a situation, you may find it useful to move from the self-inquiry into a breath meditation instead. During this practice, take a position that will support being awake and yet feeling relaxed. You're welcome to sit in a chair or on a cushion on the floor, or perhaps lie down. However, if you choose to lie down and find yourself falling asleep, you may want to try a more upright posture. So as you begin to stop and become more present, take a few moments now to just feel how you are in the mind and the body. Feeling whatever is being carried with you. Noticing any sensations, any tightness in the body, as well as feeling into your mood. Feeling into your emotions. And also just acknowledging whatever is being thought at this time. So just allow and acknowledge whatever is within and just let it be. Without any judgment or evaluation, just objectively observing and noticing what is going on inside. Now very gently withdrawing the awareness from the mindful check-in and bringing the attention to the breath. Being mindful of the breath in the abdomen. Expanding on an inhalation and falling on an exhalation. Just breathing normally and naturally. Feeling the rise and the fall of the belly. Breathing in and breathing out. And this type of mindful breathing can calm us when we're feeling anxious or fearful or stressed. So just bring your awareness to the breath coming in and going out. you find that during the silences your mind has wandered off, just make note of this and gently bring yourself back to the breath. Just slowing down and taking it one inhalation and one exhalation at a time. Breathing in and breathing out, moment by moment. Gently withdrawing the awareness from breathing now and shifting your focus to the sensations in the body. Feeling into the world of sensations. Acknowledging whatever is being experienced, whatever is being felt in the body. So just acknowledging and letting it be. And bringing the focus of awareness now into the soles of each of your feet. Feeling into the heels and the bottom of the feet, up to the toes of each foot, and around to the top of the feet, and behind into the Achilles, and gently moving up into the ankle joints, feeling whatever there is to be felt here. Letting the awareness rise up now into the calves and the shins. And then coming up into the knee joints. Just feeling into the body with awareness. Letting the awareness rise up now into the upper legs, into the thighs, the home of our hamstrings and quadriceps. Just feeling into the upper legs and feeling into the connections into the hip joints. Noticing any sensations and just letting them be. Allowing the awareness now to move up into the hips and into the pelvis, into the center of the body. So feeling the hip bones and the buttocks and just becoming aware of this center of our body. Whatever arises in the body, perhaps in the mind and emotions as well, just acknowledging and letting it be. Allowing the awareness now to gently move up into the lower back and up the spine into the middle of the back. And then eventually up into the upper back. Just feeling sensations in the back with awareness. And just letting them be. You may notice tension, tightness, or achiness. And if you can allow these areas to soften, by all means, just let that happen. However, it's important to remember that if you're unable to soften, just to allow whatever is present to just be. To just let whatever sensations are there just to ripple and resonate wherever they need to go. So letting the awareness rise now into each of the shoulders and the shoulder blades. And then gently bringing the awareness down each of the arms, into the elbows, and into the forearms, and into the wrists, and the hands, and finally the fingertips. Just feeling sensations all the way from the shoulders down to the fingertips, and just letting be. Withdrawing the attention now from the arms and placing the awareness into the belly, the system of digestion. Feeling into the belly with awareness, whatever sensations there are to be felt here. Just acknowledging and letting it be. Letting the awareness rise up now into the chest, to the sternum and the rib cage. And as best we can, feeling into the systems of the lungs and the heart. Just being mindful of the whole chest area. Acknowledging whatever comes up and just allowing it to be. Moving the awareness now from the chest back up into the shoulders. And feeling into the connection with the neck and throat. And letting the awareness move from the neck and throat up into the jaw, all the way up into its connection with the ears. And then back down to the mouth, noticing whatever sensations there are to be felt in the teeth. And the tongue, becoming aware of anything there is to be felt here, and just letting be. Feeling into the cheeks and face, into the temples, and the forehead. Feeling into the eyes and the muscles around the eyes. Just feeling and sensing the whole facial structure. Becoming aware now of the top of the head and the back of the head, noticing any sensations there are to be felt here. Just really feeling the face and the head with awareness. And now gently connecting the face and head with the neck and throat, and with the shoulders and arms and hands, and the chest, the belly, the back, and the hips, the legs, and finally the feet. Just feeling the body as a whole, from head to toe to fingertips. And just noticing as you breathe in that the body rises ever so gently with the inhalation, and noticing it fall with the exhalation. And as you are feeling into this body and mind, you may continue to experience some anxious thoughts or some worries or other difficult emotions. And there are times when we can use mindfulness to discover the underlying causes of our fears through mindful inquiry. By really investigating any emotions, thoughts, or physical sensations that perhaps lie beneath the surface of awareness and may be driving anxieties or fears. So gently direct your attention now into any feeling of fear or anxiety or other difficult emotion. And just allow yourself to sense into the emotion, acknowledging what it feels like in the body and mind. And just bring awareness to any physical sensations, emotions, or thoughts, and just letting them be. You may discover that many thoughts are surrounding the difficult emotion, or that other emotions are attached. Perhaps certain memories or images are present. And you may notice that perhaps all of these are in some way contributing or causing the fear, anxiety, or whatever difficult emotion you're experiencing. And when you begin to acknowledge what hasn't previously been acknowledged, the doorway into insight and understanding may open. And as you turn towards your emotions, they may show you what you're really worried, mad, or scared, or sad about. You may discover that the resistance to unacknowledged emotions often causes more fear, and that learning to go with them rather than fight them is what can ultimately diminish their power. So simply go with whatever you're noticing and feeling in the mind and the body, allowing and acknowledging whatever arises. Just letting the waves of emotions, thoughts, and sensations go wherever they need to go. By acknowledging your fears and other difficult emotions, you may open the door to deeper understanding, compassion, and peace. Gently bring your attention now to the mind, to thoughts. Just observing the mind without any aversion or indulgence. Just acknowledge the many varying mental formations moment to moment. Kind of like lying in a field and watching the clouds float by. Just try and watch the mind in the same way. You may actually become aware that the mind has a mind of its own. It analyzes, scrutinizes, plans, remembers, compares and contrasts. It dreams, fantasizes, has its own likes and dislikes. mind is often busy thinking about this and that, with thoughts rising, forming, and fading. So just watching them appear and disappear, noticing them just as thoughts. So thoughts will rise and they will fall. And you just have to notice them. So as you learn to give space to whatever is arising inside with greater composure and balance, you can begin to go with the flow. Instead of fighting or resisting what's there, you'll come to understand and deeply know that all things change. Even if you're experiencing storms of anxiety, pain, sadness, anger, or confusion, you will know that by giving these feelings space, they will gradually diminish. So withdrawing now from observing the mind states and bringing your full attention back to the breath, the anchor to the here and now. And just feeling the whole body as you breathe in and out. The entire body rising upward on an inhalation and coming downward on an exhalation. Just feeling the body as a single, complete organism, connected and whole. As this practice comes to a close, just allowing a small amount of movement into the body, perhaps stretching the body in whatever way it wants to stretch, and just taking a moment now to congratulate yourself once more for taking the time to practice this meditation. Knowing that it's contributing to your health and well-being. And also making an effort to take this cultivated acceptance of what is into the next activity of your life, whatever that may be.